Mark Emerson, only from Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Yeah, Wynonna Judd looks really good, doesn't she? She looks like Candy Crowley. She looks like Candy Crowley or Madeline Albright. Bad hair, bad face, bad picture. We got this, Rick. I was going to make fun of Wynonna Judd's arrest photo and some of the people on your website. Then I remembered that I look like Moe Szyslak. All right, well remembered. Subject line of this is MILF. I need more MILF. Don't we all? Rick, please tell me you have pictures of the MILF with nothing other than the outfit she's wearing in those existing photographs. If so, in the name of God, man, he says, please post them. Thank you, great radio one. Yeah, flattery's not going to get you more pictures of the MILF. From Randy. I think what we've got is what's up. That's the thing, Randy. The pictures of Adrian, who is the official MILF 1080 girl. What we've got are... You know, what you see is what you get right now. We put up some additional ones. Oh, I put up some additional pictures last night, though. We got a couple of things. There's a picture of, let's see, Adrian, 1080 girl Sarah, who is not the same person as Sarah Dillon. I keep forgetting to make that point. I keep forgetting to make that distinction on the webpage. But there's a picture of 1080 girl Sarah. I'm making the distinction now. Yes, she's yelling at me through the glass. I know, I'm doing a radio program right now. I don't have time to do it. You have a microphone, you know. So I have to read your lips through the glass.
I'd rather mouth at you through the glass.
All right. There's a picture up of 1080 girl Sarah, 1080 girl Adrian, some guy who looks like Billy Idol, and then a guy who appears to be Kevin Smith in the background there. There's that. And then there's a picture of, I don't know who took it. I don't know how it was taken. It's, Sarah, you're looking at it right now. There's a picture of Jessica, of 1080 girl Jessica. How would you describe that, Sarah?
Looks like somebody took the camera and angled it up toward underneath her skirt.
Yeah, you hear about those upskirt photographs, and I gotta say, if you're a leg enthusiast, if you're a man who's into stockings, she's got the thigh highs on, asses, also if you're into asses, you want to check that out.
If you're into females at all.
Really, if you've got a penis, or you're a big gay Sarah. We got so many Sarahs on this, we got like 900 Sarahs to keep track of. Anyway, you want to check it out, but I posted those yesterday along with that. There's a new item for sale in the Rick Emerson store that you'll want to take a look at. That's in yesterday's weblog posting, so you want to view that. Anyway, it's 503-250-1080 in Portland and 1-800-727-5955. Coming up this hour, How Chicks Think. Sitting in for Jolie at the front desk today is Corinne, so Corinne will be in to answer your questions about How Chicks Think today. We've got today's top five, Tupac Shakur songs of all time. That's coming up later on. Peter Carlin from the Oregonian, all headed your way. This is Tim Riley, who is your personal savior. In the KOTK newsroom.
It's not just news. It's news with Tim Riley. Live from the newsroom of Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Now, does it say anything next to those MILF pictures? Because I think I have a good slogan for it.
Which is?
MILF, it does a body good.
Hey, I'm writing that down. Good stuff. Way to go.
That's why I'm paid the small bucks.
Or got MILF. There you go. MILF. Got MILF. Okay.
Larry King smacking his chops on the billboards. See it now.
All right.
Anyway.
There you go.
This guy's 50 Minutes of Fame was up a long time ago. Somebody tell him the man who survived a plunge over Niagara Falls has joined the circus. And he was just here recently. His parents should try to keep him at home.
Well, he lives here, doesn't he?
His parents do.
Yeah.
Kirk Jones of Michigan is still putting his act together. But he'll be greeting people this weekend at performances of the Toby Tyler Circus in Texas. I remember the circus. Back when I worked back east, we promoted the circus, and we gave away free tickets for weeks. And the night of the circus, the tent fell, and the pole knocked out like a half dozen people, and we had to rush half our audience to the hospital. It had these ragtag animals, you know, with missing legs and big spots with a fur falling off.
Like the island of misfit animals.
This is the Toby Tyler Circus. Hey, this is the Toby Tyler Circus of Texas. Good luck with that. He's expected to be billed as the world's greatest stuntman. He told reporters today he now truly knows the meaning of life. He's been saying that for days. He now adds, it's great to be alive, not for us. He said his decision to jump over the Niagara River was an idiotic thing to do. He says at times he is depressed. We know that. Time for the Britney Watch.
Here's your Britney Watch for Friday on the Rick Emerson Show.
Been about 17, the beat was going strong.
Well, Britney is once again revealing just how not that innocent she is. The pop singer, who describes her relationship status as, quote, completely single, is addressing the concept of self-love in her upcoming album. You heard the song here yesterday. She tells Diane Sawyer that the song Touch of My Hand is about, quote, well, you know, you with yourself, which she explains as, quote, the reality that we have. She admits sometimes it's part of her own reality, too.
Yes, I can relate to that song, and, like, we all can. You'd be lying if you said you couldn't, but there is a, I mean, it's not something you openly talk about with a lot of people. It's something sacred, and it's something I wanted to write about.
It's not something you openly talk about with a lot of people, but that's why I thought I'd put it on my new record, which is going to be available for millions of people to listen to in record stores everywhere.
Now, Spears contends she's not trying to follow Madonna's footsteps with her increasingly more mature material, and she's not out to shock people at every turn. But she admits she looks up to the older adult who recently had been getting on about her smoking. So apparently she does smoke, and now she admits it. She also broke up crying last night when she was talking about Justin Timberlake, although we don't have that tape. She speaks vaguely about her relationship with Justin Timberlake, not admitting to the accusations of infidelity on her part, which reportedly destroyed their relationship.
I think everyone has a side to their story, and to make them feel a certain way, to make them feel, you know, and I'm not technically saying he's wrong, but I'm not technically saying he's right either.
The hell does that mean?
I don't know.
That means I'm not going to answer the question.
I heard that they broke up because she was getting it put to her by some backup dancer. That's what I was told. I mean, it's not like I got the inside scoop or anything, but I mean, that was the story, was that she was boning some backup dancer, and that but the thing is, like, if you were dating Justin Timberlake, wouldn't you just assume that he was sleeping with everyone? I mean, isn't that the deal? I mean, wouldn't you, like, Sarah, let me ask you this. Like, if you were dating Justin Timberlake, you're 21, you're dating Justin Timberlake, he's like, yeah, I'm going on tour for 6 months, I'll be back. Like, wouldn't you just sort of...
I would assume it. I mean, he's a boy.
Yeah, I mean, he's
surrounded by beautiful women all the time.
Yeah, I mean, he's you know, whatever, however old he was. Now, how old was he when you were dating? 19, 20, something like that?
Like 20 or something.
Yeah, and he's in sync. Hello. I mean, it's like, why would you have, I think you officially forfeit all right to be sort of surprised by that.
Well, I don't think they had some sort of, like, deep spiritual relationship. I think it was more of a business relationship.
Yeah, and they were both Musketeers.
Yeah.
That's today's Britney Watch.
There's your Britney Watch for Friday.
And I love
now, we know we have a lot of kids listening, so this is for you kids. Target is recalling up to 26,000 packages of sidewalk chalk because it contains lead. This chalk is called Double Dippin' Fun. Ken Giles of the Consumer Product Safety Commission says the chalk has to be recalled for safety reasons.
The lead comes right off on your fingers with the chalk.
Okay.
And kids tend to put their fingers in their mouth, and by hand-to-mouth contact, they could transfer some lead, and that is the risk, and that's why the product is being recalled.
That never happened to dangerous toys. Toys were a lot more fun when you could, you know, lose an eye or cut off a hand or get lead poisoning. Like, I was always told, I don't know if it's true, it's like, what is that song? Is that hideous Mark Wills song that 19? He talks about knowing what's inside Stretch Armstrong. I don't know what's inside a Stretch Armstrong, but I was always told it would kill you. To this day, I don't know what it is. But we always heard that a Stretch Arm. First of all, two things we heard: Stretch Armstrong, whatever's inside there, give you cancer. The other thing we heard was that. Do you remember being told this, that there was something inside a golf ball that would kill you? Do you remember?
Like it would explode.
Yeah, that it would explode and you'd be blind. I remember being told that there was some sort of radioactive green ooze inside a golf ball to, like, kill you dead if you were to, you want to be screwing with it. That's what I was, I'm not saying it's true, I'm saying it's a thing that I heard.
We didn't have a lot of toys like that at my age, but we had those snap bracelets that they had to recall.
Snap bracelets, those things
were slitting people's wrists.
But yeah, which is like a lie. But yeah, it's like spider eggs and bubble yum. Yeah, snap bracelets, I remember that. That was like 10 years
Actually,
ago, wasn't it?
Slap bracelets.
Whatever they were, though. But yeah, I remember those. That would have been like, what, 10, 12 years ago, something like that? Jesus, we're all old. All of us. All right, Tim Riley.
Three stories from Germany. First one. A German man who caught a burglar in his home, bit the intruder's thumb, and wouldn't let go till police arrived. Police in Dusseldorf say the 43-year-old returned home for the evening to find his door was locked and a chain from the inside. Somebody broke into his flat. Well, he came face-to-face with two burglars. One of the managers came through an open window, but the other went for the man and punched him in the face. He reacted by biting the burglar's thumb and kept hold of it with his teeth to stop him from escaping. The man dragged the burglar up
to the first floor and made a neighbor call the police because he couldn't use the phone with the thumb still in his mouth. Police arrested the intruder, who was 18, as well as four other men who later appeared in court. The owner of the flat and the burglar had to be taken to the hospital for treatment.
All right, there's Germany story number one.
Number two, stick them up, literally. Police in Germany say two men who robbed a cab driver yesterday forced the man at gunpoint to spread super glue over the wheel and grip it. Then they made off with several hundred dollars. The Dresdner Morgan Post reports the driver used his leg to set off a radio alarm. Medics who responded were able to free his hands by using a chemical fluid. So apparently this has happened before. They're used to it. No word on what happened to the robbers.
You know, but here's something that we never really talked about. Whatever happened to that guy who had the explosive thing put around his neck and was sent to rob a bank by another guy? You don't remember that story happened?
Oh, yeah, we never heard anything about
but
that.
But a month and a half ago, a guy showed up at a bank, and he was like, I'm robbing the bank because I have an explosive thing around my neck, and a guy will detonate it if you don't give me the money. And then it ended up, I think he died or it blew up or something. But did they ever find the guy who did it?
No.
See, that's a pretty great story. I'm not advocating that you kidnap somebody and put an explosive device around their neck and then kill them. Something you shouldn't do. But it is pretty cool. You got to give kind of props to whoever thought of doing that. It didn't really work out so well. But, I mean, that's forward thinking. That's, you know, that's fine. That's thinking outside the thieving box, as it were.
And German story number three. German saboteurs plotted a wartime bombing campaign in Britain, this during World War II, using exploding cans of processed peas. This, according to secret files made public for the first time, the three-man team, including one British Indian, were captured as they landed in the southern coast of Ireland in 1940 and were sent to jail. The MI5 papers released by the National Archives show they were carrying three or four metal boxes of explosives, including a number of tins labeled prepared French peas, including small slabs of nitrocellulose. An informer was then held in prison. Part of the plan was to definitely blow up Buckingham Castle. Nevertheless, MI5 concluded that the two Germans were members of a regiment that were used for spies and saboteurs.
Hey, by the way, we were talking about that Toy Hall of Fame. Why were we talking about that again?
That was a story.
Okay, but what was the story? I forget what the actual story was.
No, I'll find it.
Okay, but we've got this Hot Wheels turned 35 this week.
Yeah, they did.
From El Segundo, California, comes this story. Inspired by the sleek, customized muscle cars and hot rods that emerged in Southern California in the 1960s, toy designers launched the Hot Wheels line of die-cast metal cars with one purpose, outcool and outrun every other toy on wheels, blah, 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 blah. So, yeah, but it's 35 years old. And apparently you can sell individual Hot Wheels cars for up to like $350. But they came out in 1968. I got a huge coffee can of those somewhere that I got to go dig up. One of those things that I got to pry it out of my mom's bony hands before she, and I mean, disrespect, but my mom's going to die and all that stuff is going to vanish somewhere. The rest of my hideous siblings are going to take it and it's going to end up in their grubby little children's hands. You know, because my mom somewhere has got a huge ass Folgers coffee can filled with Hot Wheels cars. If I don't take it from her, because my mom doesn't know the value of anything, if I don't take it from her, it's going to end up in the peanut butter and jelly covered sticky little hands of some of my freaky great nieces and nephews or whatnot, and it's not going to be worth anything. So I got to go dig that stuff up, man. Because I was at this place called Pop Culture. It's a store in Salem. That's like the fourth thing. That's the fourth thing in Salem that you can go see. But that was a store called Pop Culture, and they had a couple Hot Wheels and Matchbox cars. Let me also say this. We all know that Hot Wheels is cooler than Matchbox. You distrust anybody who tells you differently. Matchbox is a lame second behind Hot Wheels. It's all about the Hot Wheels. But there's a Hot Wheels car they had at Pop Culture in Salem. The guy was charging like $190 for it, and I've got it in Kennewick somewhere in a coffee can. So don't throw that stuff away. Try to dig that up. I don't even know what I was talking about.
That's half of the snuff watch.
Here's your snuff watch for Friday on the Rick Emerson Show.
Well, sir, to let you know that Jane Jetson has died, or the woman who did her voice. Her name was Penny Single, and she was 95 years old. Imagine that. And she was still doing Jane Jetson's voice in the 80s and the Jetsons movie in the 90s, so she had a long career. And even before she went into doing cartoon voices, she was Blondie in a series of Blondie movies, 28 of them, as a matter of fact, from 1933 to 1950, so she... She recreated herself
Blondie movies or Blondie like animated or
no, real? These were live action Blondie movies.
And she played Blondie.
She played Blondie.
I didn't know Blondie was that old.
Yeah.
When did Blondie debut?
Blondie's been out since the 1930s. The comic strip, anyway. The films were made, since the 1930s. Let's see, in the mid-30s.
Jesus, that comic strip's been running for 70 years.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable. I never would have thought. Blondie, to me, seems permanently stuck like in the late 50s or something. So I don't know, maybe.
Or earlier.
But, yeah. I mean, there was. Do you remember there was all that controversy about 10 or 15 years ago when Blondie got a job? There was this whole. It's kind of back when I read the comic strips. I don't really do much anymore. But but there was this whole controversy when Blondie got a catering job. And she started to. Because Blondie, you can really tell. I mean, it is sort of a time capsule of a different era, because you can tell that up until, at least until she got a job, but even kind of now, if you read the Blondie and Dagwood strip, first of all, no one's ever named Dagwood. That's one of those things that went out with button shoes or whatever, you know? It's like, what was I talking about? Oh, but yeah, Blondie. Blondie is a real time capsule of a different, because Blondie's only discernible job was to be stacked and sit around the house and give sandwiches to her husband. That was the only reason Blondie existed.
Yeah.
Was to sit there in tight sweaters and a miniature waist and to give food to her husband after he, you know, between naps on the couch. So anyway, she was also the voice of June Jetson. No.
Jane Jetson.
Jane
Jetson.
Judy.
No, Jane.
Wait, hold on. Meet George Jetson.
Judy's the daughter. Jane's the wife.
Jane, his wife. Yeah. Daughter Judy. All right.
So she was yeah, 95 years old. So,
right.
Penny Singleton.
All right, there you go. There's your snuff watch for Friday. We got more on the way later on. We'll take a look at TV Tonight's Top 5 Tupac Shakur Songs of All Time. How Chicks Think. Peter Carlin from the Oregonian. Stay there. We'll be back.
Rick Emerson, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Rick Emerson, only from Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Yeah, Matt's having fun editing those Tupac Shakur songs. That's something you're having a great deal of enjoyment.
I'm having a great time.
God forbid. You know, and every day we do the top five, and, you know, sometimes there's a song, sometimes two, maybe three. Needs, like when we did the South Park thing, there was the Uncle Effer, needs to be cleaned up a lot. And everything else pretty much okay, except for the occasional F word, the stray S word here and again. We're doing top five Tupac Shakur songs later on, plus an honorable mention, there's six, like a full-on 30 minutes worth of Tupac that needs to be cleaned by Matt so it can go on the air. Not a fun, the glamorous world of radio. Sitting in a small room in front of a small computer screen, doing nothing. Sitting there listening to songs 4 seconds at a time, trying to clean them. It's the exciting, thrilling world of radio broadcast. All right. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland or 1-800-727-5955. Rick, you're completely wrong about Dagwood. I met a guy named Dagwood last week in Fairbanks, Alaska. He was a real tool. F. Matt with a huge sandwich.
This F. Matt is brought to you by EditHere.com.
Excellent. Well done. Let's see, something, blah, 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 yeah, okay, yeah, I'm skipping whatever that one is, it's something I was going to do. Rick, you're a gomer. Matchbox preceded Hot Wheels to the market by many years. Their cars were more detailed, more realistic. Just because they had poor bearings in the wheels is no reason to call them second. That being said, I own them both. F. Matt with a length of Hot Wheels track.
This F. Matt is brought to you by EditHere.com.
Let's talk about a phrase that people in my generation heard all the time in toy advertising, by the way. Some cars not for use with some sets. I mean, it's like, what does that even mean? I don't even know what that means. I mean, they sell Hot Wheels cars, right? They sell Hot Wheels tracks. I never had a problem where I would buy a Hot Wheels track and not have it work with the car. I never understood what that means. I mean, I understand if you got a Hot Wheels track and you're trying to put, like, your Pinewood Derby car on it or something, that's probably not going to work. I never understood what that disclaimer was even about. Some cars not for use with some sets, you know? Or whatever it is. Some cars not for use with some. And there was also the little thing at the bottom where it's, you know, it's like when it says, artist render serving suggestion. That's those little disclaimers you see, like when you buy macaroni and cheese, and on the front it'll show the fork full of macaroni, you know, and then at the bottom
serving suggestion,
you know, like which I guess they have to put, but how else would you serve it? There's disclaimers that don't even make any sense. All right, Stretch Armstrong, kill you, golf ball, yeah, and all this, yeah, this we all this stuff about the, yeah, never mind. I don't get the whole thing about Stretch Armstrong. Hey, apparently Nick Lachey is Jessica's biggest fan, so he tells the Associated Press.
Oh, no.
Nick Lachey, whose career has received a boost thanks to the MTV... Has it? To the MTV show Newlyweds. So you got a big career boost going on?
I know he released this solo album, but I
and that probably is a boost. That you even know it exists is probably a boost, because you wouldn't know otherwise. Probably all the other guys in 98 Degrees are wishing they'd married some ditzy blonde girl on MTV, too. Tells AP he is perfectly fine if wife Jessica Simpson ends up the more successful of the two.
No, he's not.
She knows I'm her biggest fan. I cheer for her louder than anybody. I tell her all the time I'd gladly retire and hang out with the kids and clean the house. Mm-hmm.
Anyone who has seen the show knows that that's crap.
It's complete crap. It's a great opportunity for us to do the show. We're planning on being married for a long, long time. Curiously, he doesn't say forever. He just says a long, long time. Maybe that's until she becomes leathery and wrinkled, and then he...
And gains 20 pounds.
Finds someone younger and dumber. Till she turns into her mom. That's what always happens. That's the whole thing. It's like, you know, because they always say that, you know, we've talked about this before with Sarah's constant obsession with getting me to wear Old Spice. We've talked about how girls are always wanting to date their dad. Girls are always wanting to F their dad. But, you know, here's the thing. This is how it comes around. Girls always want to F their dad. Guys always end up effing their mother-in-law. That's totally how that happens. Because you date a girl, marry the girl, settle down with the girl. 20 years later, that girl is her mom. I don't care how hot she looks now. I don't care how gorgeous she is now. Look at her mom. That's where you're headed. That's what you're going to be sticking it to in like 20 years, which maybe is fine. You might have I guess it'd still be MILF, mother-in-law, you'd like to F. Maybe that's it. But, I mean, whatever it is your mother-in-law looks like, that's where your girlfriend is. That's the end of her particular road.
Yeah, but couldn't you say the same thing about guys? I mean,
yeah, but
didn't you turn out like your father?
Men and women, you know, men and women age differently, though. It's true. I mean, it's men and women. There's a difference to the way men and women age. I mean, that's a pretty well-known dynamic at this point. Rick, good news and bad news. The good news is the new Kid Rock CD is the best CD ever created, period. Bad news is I now need new car speakers. Andy, I've gone through this whole thing where there've been CDs that actually make me want to get louder stereo, louder speakers for my car. When I got the new Andrew WK, I went through this whole crisis where I almost went to whatever, the car stereo world or whatever, to get new speakers put in my car just so I could play the new Andrew WK a lot louder. Didn't really work out though. Okay. I'm getting all this crap because if I don't get to it today, next hour, we're not going to get to it. We've got Peter Carlin. Next hour, we get the top five. And then it's going to be Monday, and we're going to not have gotten to any of this stuff. Rick, did I hear you say something about sexiest voices? My wife has a hot voice. Maybe she can come on and you can hear it sometime. That'd be good. I'd be all for it. No, we had this whole... I get all this email about the hot voices. We had this story last... It was a week ago. We had a story last Friday about some magazine in Britain, and they recruited a bunch of linguists to determine who had the hottest voice. You know, like the women anyway. What celebrity voice was that? They came to the conclusion that Lauren Bacall had the sexiest voice. Because Lauren Bacall totally has that. She has that voice made sound like she just swallowed like a garden hose or something. She kind of talked like this. She kind of sounded like that woman that smokes for less. That woman behind the counter who sells you maybe like scratch-off tickets at the Plaid Pantry just after they've stopped selling alcohol. The woman who's there. Or maybe the... You know, like the woman at the leather treating store who you take in to get, you know, you get your boots water treated there before you go to Sturgis. That's what she sounds like. But they determined that Lauren Bacall is a really sexy voice. They also had, who else, Marilyn Monroe and somebody else. But then everybody made the observation that they left Kathleen Turner off the list, which is completely true. I would also say Kathy Moriarty. Kathy Moriarty's got a voice that's kind of like how Sandra Bernhardt looks. It's just sort of weird and freaky and kind of ugly, but then it sort of becomes sexy again. See, because here's the thing. A sexy voice, see, for a guy to have a sexy voice, I think it's pretty much cut and dried. You just got to have the low Barry White. You know, you get the Barry White voice. If it's low and it's sort of rumbly, that's what a chick looks for in a guy having it. Like Clyde.
Like Clyde, yeah.
Well, Clyde has the voice of, like, people are now, I think I've told you this, people are now buying. A guy bought a whole grocery bag of romance novels. So I've now got like more than you could ever possibly imagine. More romance material.
Well, he told you that he bought them and he actually owned them.
We're going to get Clyde to come in here and read the story of Jenny Lee Coulter, a lovely young woman scarred by the memories of a day of terror and tragedy, who dreams of a new beginning as a schoolmistress in the green Missouri hills. This is, by the way, The Outlaw Hearts by Rebecca Brandywine, because that's a real name.
Do you want me to get him now?
But now a feared and desperate renegade has entered her life. Desire burning in his ice blue eyes. He will tempt her to risk the damnation of her world and amid endless jaded danger, dare her to let her love blossom into a joyous and lawless passion. A joyous and lawless passion. That's what I'm talking about. Or how about this one? Here's another one. This one's called Bittersweet Sacrifice. I'm just going to read the back flap on this. Widowed Lindy Scott was in a bind. To earn money for her son's surgery, she had agreed to conceive a stranger's child. But now that the baby was stirring within her, she couldn't bear to give it away. And how could she tell Zaid Wakefield? Zaid Wakefield, the man she was falling for, that she was the unknown woman who had backed out of the deal. Would he ever... This isn't really a romance novel so much as this is like an after-school special, apparently. And the front has a swarthy Hispanic man and a very pregnant woman sitting on a picnic. No, that one's less interesting. I'm going to go back to Outlaw Hearts by Rebecca Brandywine. It's the saga of a renegade, a lady, and a love that became a legend. All right. Oh, you summoned Clyde for me. Excellent. So, anyway, so we were talking about this story about the sexiest voices. And I was saying that for a guy to have a sexy voice, I think it's pretty straightforward. You've got to have a low, rumbly sort of voice of God. Women, though, there's all kinds of ways for women to have a sexy voice. You know, it can sort of be scrapey. It can kind of be raspy. It can be breathy, sort of the sex kitten voice like Marilyn Monroe had. Kathleen Turner's probably got the sexiest voice in the world, hands down, I would say, because it's kind of throaty without sounding fake. She, you know, it sounds a little exotic. It doesn't sound middle American, but it doesn't sound like she's putting on an accent. It doesn't sound like she's doing the Madonna thing. I would say probably from my money, Kathleen Turner has, like, the sexiest voice of any woman anywhere. I mean, I'm willing to listen to opposing viewpoints, but I'm saying for me, it's pretty much all Kathleen Turner with that. I mean, we're always willing to hear competition in that category, though. Let's welcome now to the Rick Emerson Show our good friend, the original Harry Scary Guy, host of his own damn fine radio program, Clyde Lewis. How are you?
Good. I just realized that with these romance novels, you really don't have to do any cross-referencing to find the dirty parts, because I just turned
all
right
dirty
to
parts.
One right there.
My friend Tammy actually wrote romance novels for a while, and she said there was a formula that you had to have some sort of romance happening every 21 pages, and then, like, some sort of sex, like, full-on sex, like, every 85 pages. Like, they actually figured it out at one point.
Well, I think I found the full-on.
There was a formula. We were talking about phone sex the other day, because there was some story about... It was for Jolie. There was a question about a guy who'd rung up a bunch of phone sex bills, and his wife was all pissed off.
Right.
And Jolie was saying, well, how would you feel if, you know, your girlfriend was having phone sex? And I was saying that your girlfriend would never dial a phone sex line, because it's not typically not one of those things that women are into.
No.
Because a phone sex line for women, you know, women typically don't want to hear a guy going, you know, whatever, saying, you know, like, and then your heaving womanly mounds, you know, and my heat-seeking missile of moist love. You know, women don't want to hear that. Women would hear, and I've said for the longest time, women want to hear sort of things that are sort of sweet and affirmations.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, if we had so do this, Clyde. See, here's how you could make money. We could make money hand over fist right now. When this radio thing falls through, here's what we're going to do. I'm going to charge women $3.99 a minute, and they're just going to call up, and Clyde is going to compliment them. Like on their the way they look or their appearance or you know. Okay, so Clyde, so give a little affirmation.
Hi, did you do something with your hair?
See? How about, say this. Say, you look like you've lost weight.
You look like you've lost weight.
Say this. Say, no, you watch TV, I'll do the dishes.
No. You watch TV, I'll do the dishes.
See? That's what I'm saying right there.
And then later, I'll draw your bath, and I will take your kids to your mother's.
See? Money in the freaking bank right there. My two favorite things are commitment and changing myself. That's, women would pay any price to hear that.
I could go play cards with the guys, but no, tonight it's just you and me and your taped Oprah reruns.
That's all it is, man. That's a mint. He's got their whole credit card number right there. Excellent.
Forget the beer. Tonight, wine. You and me, wine. Yeah, exactly.
Of course I'll raise another man's children. I don't mind. What sort of man would I be if I didn't? I'd love nothing more than to go to the store and sit on a bench while you try on clothing for 3 hours.
Yes. Let's go shopping. Shopping sounds fun.
All right. Do we have? Hey, can we have the? Do we have the romance music there? All right. I'm sorry. Do you have something from?
I sure do.
Okay. What is it? The book is Outlaw Hearts.
Outlaw Hearts.
And this is Rebecca Brandywine. Okay.
Jenny's hands locked onto his arms, half pushing him away, half holding him close. Her head was swimming. Her heart raced as his tongue tasted her, exploring the warm, dark chasm of her mouth, searching out her most sensitive places,
yeah,
and taunting them expertly. Until at last, she was kissing him back, her lips clinging feverishly to his, her body molding itself to his. It seemed as though time had stopped and the earth had spun away, leaving nothing behind but a black void that contained only the two of them, spiraling down into this pulsating darkness and heat. Tiny pricks of light, like stars, exploded in Jenny's mind, and she felt herself falling, losing control of her very being. Her bones seemed to be dissolving, leaving her as limp.
Her bones seemed to be dissolving?
Yes.
That's a bit of a buzzkill.
Leaving her as limp and pliable as a rag doll. Her body felt as though it had no spine as Luke bent her backward, his strong arms wrapped, enveloping her. His mouth branding the slender column of her throat and seeking the moist hollow between her breasts.
Okay, you have to stop now. You have to quit. All right, we'll be back. It's the Rick Emerson Show on Hot Talk 1080 KFTK. You stay there. We'll be back after this. We've got How Chicks Think with our friend Corinne from the front desk stepping in for Jolie today. And later on, today's top five Tupac Shakur songs of all time. Peter Carlin for the Oregonians. Don't go anywhere.
Rick Emerson, live from Portland, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Okay, we gotta make that an ongoing bit, and we'll make.
Has a great voice.
I'm telling you, man, because we have difficulty capturing that housewife demographic, but I think we may have found.
Well,
the
that was
secret
it. Are we
weapon.
Going to continue?
Yeah, you gotta do traffic.
I know, but I thought we were
okay,
gonna
Clyde,
do it after the break.
Clyde, can you read the traffic like a sex machine?
He can read the sponsor.
Well, I don't have the sponsor.
Oh, I'll give it to you.
Okay, yeah, if you bring the copy over and Clyde. Clyde can
I'm
read
enjoying
the
this here a bit. Her breasts
reading about
away.
The hollow around how her bones are dissolving.
Her bones are dissolving.
Must be Jessica Lynch.
Breasts are
she
aching.
Felt as though her flesh was being liquefied.
All right, so let me do my mini traffic report.
All right.
I-5 North. Still seeing no delays this afternoon, although there will be some later from I-84 up to the Interstate Bridge. Also, both directions of the Banfield are looking okay. A little inbound slowing from 12th to the I-5 merge. This report is service of
Comcast Digital Cable. Tonight is the night, baby, for dancing and song. Chicago, the murderous musical that swept the nation, can be ordered from your couch on demand, pay-per-view.
Well, I
Comcast,
love your feet.
Digital cable. I'm Clyde Lewis.
And I'm Sarah Dillon.
Ooh, that's nice.
Tom Likas.
Got an opinion? Pick up the phone and call. Lines are open at 503-250-1080 or 1-800-727-5955. Rick Emerson on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
All right, 503-250-1080 in Portland or 1-800-727-5955. Rick, I beg you, in the name of all that is sacred, please stop reading that crap. Don't do it to me anymore. Yes, F. Matt with a carpet dildo.
This F. Matt is brought to you by EditHere.com.
No, don't, actually.
I don't even know what that is. And it's
no,
those,
nor do I, so...
It's one of those things that's going to remain a mystery, I guess. All right, we're here with Clyde Lewis. I think we're just going to call this Enhancing the Female Demographic.
You know, we were talking about her bones dissolving and her hair falling out. I don't know.
what kind of sweet love is that? Sandra felt her bones turn into jelly like horse hooves in a boiling pot.
She turned into Elmer's glue. Oh.
All right. Coming up later on today, we got the top five Tupac Shakur songs of all time. Later on, Peter Carlin from the Oregonian. Let's roll it. It's another exciting edition of How Chicks Think. In the stead of Jolie today, who's continuing her four-day vacation. We have Corinne, who is working at the front desk. If you've been in the office anytime in the last day or so, you've seen Corinne at the front desk handling all the business up there. So it's not she's stepping in to ably fill the shoes of Jolie for How Chicks Think. So we got today's question. Comes to us from, I guess it's unsigned. It's just signed, whatever, anonymous. Rick, I've been dating someone, and he prefaces this by saying, before I ask my question, is it possible for it to be the topic while Jolie's on vacation? I've been dating someone for about 7 months. She's a great girl, and you always know that it's going south when he says that. She's a great girl, because that's always the first sentence of the actual breakup.
But
you're a great gal. You deserve a lot better than me. After after failed relationships between her last long one and I, she now constantly says she's never been happier. I don't want to hurt her and really have no good reason to split, but she just doesn't excite me. So my question is, how do I break up with her and not crush her too badly? Is it even possible? Thanks. Signed, Anonymous.
It's possible.
No, it's really not.
Of course. Well, it is, if you're honest.
No, because if you're honest, you're going to go, yeah, you don't really excite me. And there's no spark, you're not interesting.
Well, at least she knows from your heart that's why.
It's better to make up a reason. Better to lie and say you've got cancer.
No, because then she'll find out, and then she'll be even more psycho and angry, and that's not all right.
Take her to Disney World and lay it to her right there at the monorail like I did.
The happiest place on earth.
That's right. I asked my first wife to divorce me. It was at Disney World.
Right on the Small World ride.
Right? Yeah, right there at the monorail. I said, you know what? I'm sick of my marriage. I want out. It was horrible, but I did it.
So it's like there's a divorce, but on the other hand, you've got the animatronic Lincoln to cheer you up.
Yeah. Exactly.
All right. So, yeah, no, the worst part of that is how apparently the woman keeps saying, I've never been happier. And, you know, every time she says that, it's just you're just sinking further into that tar pit that you're never. I know so many guys who are stuck or who have stayed in relationships they didn't want to be in because every time, and you know, women do this, you sit down on the couch and you get ready and you're like, I think it's time that we talked about a few things. And then they just start to get that lower lip quiver going on, and they're all, you're not going to break up, are you? And you're like, no, I guess not. No, I just wanted to say that I want to get some Froger. Let's go to the store. You know, and that's it. And then you were never in it. So, anyway, so what should he do? Sit down and say...
Sit down and be honest with her. I mean, you can't be more... If he's honest, then she doesn't have to understand. So, I mean, that's what I mean, and a female,
but
I...
But how do you phrase it? I mean...
Sit down and tell her exactly how you feel. I mean, your feelings come from your heart. And if she doesn't like it, then, you know, she's going to have to deal with it.
I wonder if they're living... It doesn't say whether they're living together, but if you get all your valuable stuff out of the house first.
Really, and look for rabbits being boiled on the stove.
Yeah, exactly.
That happens sometimes, yeah. Too.
Now, if you've got, like a big collection of vinyl or something, you got, like, you know...
Anything important.
Yeah, just put all that stuff... Like, go get, a you store it garage somewhere and put all that stuff in there, because otherwise you're going to find it burning on the front lawn. I did this thing one time where I broke up with a girl... Like late at night, and it's like, but I wasn't, it was late, it was like midnight, I wasn't able to get my stuff out, and I'm like, so I'm gonna come back tomorrow after work and get my stuff. She's like, okay. I come back the next day, all my crap gone. Gone. She just chucked a bunch of my stuff into the trash, just gone in the dumpster, and it was already like in a landfill somewhere. So be honest and hide your stuff.
I'm just take all your stuff out.
All right. But you can't guarantee that won't make her psycho, can you?
No, because all women do crazy things. It doesn't matter what happens, what you say. They're emotional, we're emotional, and it's going to happen.
It's like, I think that all men are just... Like, I think all guys are just a six-pack away from, you know, like, having an affair with a maid. I think all women are just a six-pack away from going nuts and cutting off your feet while you sleep.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, there you go. There's Corinne from the front desk in the stead of Jolie today. Excellent. Thank you. We're going to come back. We got Clyde still clutching his copy of The Outlaw Hearts.
It's getting interesting. How do you say this word? Is chemise? Is that what it is? Or chemise? Or what is
chemise?
Chemise. There you go.
What is that like?
He's getting
chemise. Is
he's
that the
taking
maid?
Off her lacy chemise.
I guess it's not the maid.
The fingers are yanking impatiently on the filmy fabric.
I don't want to hear about you yanking impatiently while holding a romance novel.
Yeah, it's nice.
Going to come back. We're going to talk to Mark in North Portland. Peter Carlin for the Oregonian is going to be here in Top 5 Tupac Shakur Songs of All Time. Stay there. We'll be back. It's the Rick Emerson Show.
Live from Portland, it's Rick Emerson, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
From the KOTK Newsroom, here's your Northwest update.
201 Tim Riley with news, brought to you by Oregon Hot Springs. An Oregon Army Aviation Support Black Hawk helicopter flew to eastern Oregon to rescue a man thrown from a mule and dragged. He suffered multiple injuries, including a broken shoulder, ribs, and possible internal injuries. No word on the mule's condition. Police are searching for an $80,000 Russian painting that was stolen from a Portland gallery. The painting is 117 years old and created by some Russian artist who died in 1908. The painting shows a woman of the Kazakh tribe and a string of pearls representing the wages of sin. It is not insured. University of Oregon football coach Mike Bolani is getting divorced by his wife, Colleen. They say they'll still try to get along and share custody of their three kids. Cloudy this afternoon, chance of rain, same for tonight and tomorrow as well, even Sunday. Tim Riley, KOTK News.